to John Ritchie, Cheap Shot, Hugh Douglas.
I will crush your face.
It's Ritchie Gate.
Cheap Shot.
Wow.
How did this get to Cheap Shot?
Look at the production here, too.
When you look at the film. Like,
you
morning,
hello, Hugh Douglas. Hugh Douglas just walking into the studio, popping right on the mic.
Like, listen, I'm used to this because, like, former teammates, they tend to, like, as we get older in our golden years, we tend to misremember a lot.
Let me tell you, being around you guys, that's true. Yes.
You know,
like when Joe DeCamera tells John Ritchie plays that he was a part of that Ritchie has no memory of. Yes.
Surprisingly, let me be honest, it does look differently. It does look different than I expected it to. It looks a little worse. Now, it's grainy.
Yeah.
It's really far away. It does look like... Man.
All right.
No, let me tell you. I was
done wrong by my teammate, man.
Yeah. You did your block. He did.
But you got...
He went down. He was supposed to stay with his block. But when the tackle
stay on
fanned
the D-tackle.
Out, yeah, when the tackle fanned out, he came back. But you know what's funny? Because now that, like, Radio John is different from Raider John.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I remember when I got back to Philadelphia, you probably don't remember this, but the first thing you said to me when we met, he was like, hey, man, you owe me 10 grand. You said it back then. And he was like, because they fined me for that. And I'll never forget that conversation.
Oh, yeah, that's a way to walk into a first-time meeting someone.
And that's how it happens, though, man. Because it's like
they didn't call a penalty.
No, they didn't. Not during the course of the game.
Right.
It's clean.
That's even worse. But see, that's the same thing happened with the Jim Miller thing with me.
It was outrageous. It made me so mad. I'm still mad about that to the day.
Hold on. Why are you mad about his penalty and not mad about my penalty?
Because you were on another team.
You were Raider, dude. I was rooting for you when that happened.
I did my job.
No, but you were Raider, though. It don't count.
I did.
It's not the same.
I did only what was asked of me.
Couldn't care less about you when you were on the Raiders, John.
As a matter of fact, I had a call in to John Runyon. He didn't call me back, obviously.
Wow.
Director of discipline.
Too busy.
But you know what? It's him. I love them to death, Troy. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't, like, you know, I mean, they're busy guys. They don't pick up the phone.
They forget where they came from, is what you're saying. I see how it is.
Sometimes they don't come back to the neighborhood.
How crazy is it, though, that the guys we played with, the two guys who were making the decisions on all these, you know, penalties?
One of them might be the next commissioner of the NFL. How crazy is that to think about?
Troy's in position for that, man. And I mean, he reaches out every now and then, but it's hard. Like, those two guys right now, from what they're doing, it's really hard to get a hold of them.
How many times did Runyon get fined while playing?
Man, listen, Runyon
is a nasty player.
One of the reasons why Andy brought Runyon here was to change the attitude, the culture.
Yeah.
Because I remember the first time in practice, he just waylaid somebody. And everybody like, what the hell's wrong with this guy? And it's just, you know what the irony is? Is that knowing John from his playing days and seeing him now, just like Keith Jonesy. Yep. It's amazing how, and it's
wonderful
totally
to
see.
Two different people.
It's wonderful to see. Troy, the same thing. John, Ike, like everybody. Me, I'm probably still the same.
With Runyon?
But to see the growth of people from the way you met
he
them.
He was a congressman,
John
for Runyon, goodness sakes.
Was stunted. John Runyon, as a football player, like I can remember as a Raider, before we were coming to play you guys in 2001.
Yeah.
We were in a special teams meeting. We had a special teams meeting to view John Runyon on kick. What was it? The extra point.
Yeah,
extra point field goal.
And all the dirty
because
stuff
Runyon
that he did.
Would brutalize people.
Yeah, Runyon would go. He
guys
would clean
are taking a play
off, the top
off
of the pile. Yeah.
And he would cave the whole side
and
down.
He gave what they say zero F's.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's what they say. All right, now.
Uh-huh. They're like, guys, you got to protect yourself.
I mean, I need order in the court. We've gone way off track here. I appreciate the John Runyon reminiscing. We got to get to Ritchie Gate here.
All right?
Thank you. The reason we are here. So it seems like there's not as much animosity that I was hoping for between the two of you here.
I mean, I
was
hoping to really. You a lot.
I know, me too. He's a great guy.
You know what's funny? Like John, like I said, John's not the John that played for the Raiders. Like, we're different people now.
That's very true.
And like some of the conversations that we have off air, I mean, they're prolific. They're different. Like yesterday, like I was telling a story how when we were at the Eagles training camp, Rhea, and I was back there eating a gyro, and so John's pointing at my sandwich, And I assumed that that meant he wanted the sandwich.
I did too when that happened.
It smelled really good.
I thought he was asking for a bite.
He just wanted to smell it.
Yeah.
What?
And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah,
who does that?
Who does that?
John Ritchie.
Yeah. Maybe someone who would say you owe him $10,000 after chop blocking you.
See, listen. And when we get out there, I have a reason why I think all of a sudden this has become an issue.
Why is that?
Well, I'll tell you off there.
Okay.
because I feel like in your dynamic
we
has changed.
Just a little. This is what Richie Gates is supposed to be.
I think his dynamic has changed a little bit.
What are you trying to say here?
Now he needs that extra
this
cash.
This is interesting.
Getting deep. Richie needs money?
This is a need thing.
I know what you're doing.
You see how I'm going with this? Because all of a sudden, like, look at how...
This is becoming sudden, something a lot more
good,
than
good,
what
good,
I thought
go.
It was going to be.
I think me and Rhea are on the same page. Because Rhea, have you noticed how... The first time we were
what
at training camp.
What are you talking
camp,
about?
The first time. I'm talking to Rhea. I'm talking to Rhea.
He wanted some of your sandwich?
Yeah, looking for a freebie? But first, like, things have changed for John over the last couple of, you know what I mean?
What?
And it's like, the you know, it's.
You're trying to get me in trouble, Hugh, and I am not having
it. I'm just saying, as long as we're on the same page, Rhea, everybody else, don't, you know, as long as we're on the same page.
What is happening here?
This is me slamming the gavel.
I thought I was going to get subsidized.
No, you're trying to get subsidized, but I see why. Yeah, I see why you're trying to get subsidized. Things change.
I thought I was going to get $5,000.
Mike, what do you need money for?
Mike comes at you fast.
That's right.
You've got a kid in college.
All right.
I got to keep my head on a swivel here.
That's true.
Coming from all over the place.
All right, so the play itself, for those who haven't seen it, you can see it on the Twitter account, WIP Twitter account, The Morning Show Twitter account. So what's our verdict here? Because you came in hot saying he owes you $10,000. We saw the play. It's hard to make the case that Hugh owes you $10,000.
It is.
You
know? It is. I mean, Hugh has done wrong. I actually feel
Barry
sorry.
Sims? We should have Barry Sims.
I feel bad for you because it was ugly the way you went down.
You know what's funny? If it would have happened now, I feel bad for me because I'd have been in the hospital. Luckily, I was agile enough at that age that I saw it coming, and I was able to protect myself. Yeah,
you said
I saw
you
it coming because I knew the protection because he, like I said, he was supposed to block down, and I was getting into my run fit, and I saw you coming. But when he came back, I was like, oh, no. It was like, Mr. Bill, oh, no.
You were actually going to try and run stop?
I was trying. Listen, Rhea. I was going through some things, and I was trying to be more of a team player. They came to town, and they kicked our butt.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. They ran
they
the ball like 50
you.
Times.
Yeah.
So I really had no choice.
It was 47 times.
Yeah, I really had no choice because I'm over there getting yelled at. Damn it, Douglas, don't you see that coming? So now I'm... You know, I have to play the
Tommy Brazier.
One of my favorite coaches talking to me real bad.
So, let me ask you: do you think John Ritchie deserved to be fined? You've rewatched the play; you saw what happened. Do you think John deserved the $10,000?
I think it was one of those bang bang plays, and what happened was
that's wrong. The
way they looked at it. Yeah, that's how they looked at it.
You know, the worst
he
part
would definitely get fined in this.
Oh,
this
today he would. Yeah.
The worst part about it was when I appealed the fine. I guarantee I could hear the guys in New York. I guarantee it's almost like I'm imagining them sitting there with like a TV on in the room on mute, and it's almost like I could hear them eating lunch, like nodding in agreement. Yeah,
that's how it usually works.
All right,
that's how it usually works.
They did not care at all. Oh, one iota. It didn't feel like they paid any attention, like they listened to me.
Has the fine ever gotten reversed? I feel like it doesn't ever get reduced.
They got lower. They get lower.
I've heard reduced. Yeah. I've never heard of one just getting
taken away.
Wasn't
yours reduced?
No.
Oh, was it?
You didn't even try to appeal it?
Nah.
And Jim Miller sued him personally as well.
To this day, Jim Miller still has an attitude. I don't care.
I'm sure he does. I mean,
you
buried him.
I lose no sleep over that. Not at all. I sleep like a baby.
Well, I'm sorry that I chopped you the way that I did.
Oh, no, but I understand where it
was. It was my job.
This is turned in a very friendly way. Like, it starts out with you going, you owe me $10,000. And you're like, hey, man, I'm so sorry that I did that to you.
That's not Raider John.
I saw
that's
the
not
play.
Raider John. It's,
I know.
It's changed.
You know why?
This is retired John.
You know, we've gotten it all beaten out of us. Like, there really used to be
we beat it all
in there.
That doesn't sound weird at all.
This is really
Raider John, that's not happening to. Raider John.
True. Very
John. No, because you heard you going through menopause.
Male menopause, John.
Yeah, male menopause.
I'm male menopause,
yeah.
John. Now, yeah. You are male menopause, Hugh. It's
not
a
going
real
through menopause.
Thing.
I
it is a real.
I can't see now. That's when I'm going. I refuse
I
to wear my
that
glasses.
Too. And I thought I was.
Yeah, I'm over
I
here.
I was permanently losing my eyesight.
Yeah. Hello, Hugh.
I refuse to wear my glasses, but now it's getting to the point where I'm gonna have to start wearing my glasses. But yeah, that's about it.
John lost.
Forgetfulness.
His yesterday.
I lost my new glasses.
No, you lost
yesterday.
Them yesterday. I saw it.
Yeah. I lost. Wait, did you find?
No, he saw you walking around the studio, going to every room.
I was looking frantically.
We all saw you.
Yeah, so I've actually forgotten where
you
I
know
put
what helps
my
with
new
that?
Glasses.
Weed. One word.
Being honest,
I thought it worked the other way.
Well, it helps you. It mellows you out. Well, you're already mellow, but it mellows you out.
You just don't care. You lost them. You that's
yeah. There you go, Joe. Weed,
right.
Weed is.
You'd rather
like,
have a donut.
Weed is like, yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
All right.
For real.
I think we got to a good place here. I think
yeah.
we
are we're family, man. Yeah. There's no more beefing between shows except maybe that afternoon show because they think they can play basketball. But
yeah.
outside of that,
and they also
we're
you know they act like they you know they're
well,
the stars.
A troublemaker.
The station
yeah,
and the
rabble rousing.
It's like, oh, it's
really?
A, oh, the afternoon
yeah,
show.
They're the star.
We've
really?
Got our rules yeah. and we've got our ways of going about
those
it.
Guys, though,
let the other
yeah.
station do their
hold
thing,
on.
But we got our little
are
show.
Are we ganging up on
no,
the afternoon
No, we're not. We're just
show?
Saying that. No,
it's called an alliance.
No, it's no, we're not ganging
yes,
up.
Yes, I like that.
But
we're forging
it. Jack Fritz is a little sensitive.
Jack's a little sensitive.
You ain't wrong.
No, Jack, because I asked him one day, we were in the room, over there getting some coffee. And you know, Jack came in every morning, he would come in every day,
yeah.
and he would talk about how he would run 6 miles a day.
Yeah.
Jack Fritz here.
So a couple weeks,
that's not
a couple
real.
Weeks went past.
He doesn't do that.
Well, he did at one point. And so I asked him, I said, Jack, you still running? I don't know, I guess he heard me call him fat. And so he was like, what do you mean? What do you mean am I still running? And he looked down at his stomach, and I'm like, no, I'm not trying to say
yeah.
you get gaining weight. I'm just, you know. That's
did you call him fat?
Play.
Did he get
not,
a little husky?
I just
husky?
Asked him.
He implied that he was fat.
Day.
That's the difference, yes.
No, but he would come in every day and say, I ran 6 miles a day. So he said in a while. So I just asked him, and he assumed
yeah.
that I was calling
which
fat.
Shows where his head's at.
Yeah,
I mean, that
yeah.
Yeah.
He's a little sensitive. Yeah.
I'm going to have to assess that. The morning men and the midday men. We can gang up
yeah.
on
that's,
the...
It's an alliance. Yeah. It's just
afternoon.
An alliance. Just look out for each other.
Afternoon
you know?
Men.
I hate to go back into time machine, but remember how it used to be?
Yeah.
Well,
they stopped doing the crossovers because they became too ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some times here.
That's what they call the golden age of radio.
Oh, buddy.
We would get fired for most of the
yeah,
things we did.
I remember when I first started at WIP and I came out, I was like, wow. Okay. Okay. Yeah, we're
people,
in a good,
people
we're in a good space.
Very good. Let me tell you, we are in a great space right now. That's true.
Kumbaya. So yeah. how did y'all yeah. feel about Tim McManus' story yesterday while I'm here?
Why not? Yeah.
Why not? I'm here.
Hugh, I wanted to reach through my radio yesterday and slap you silly.
What did I do?
Oh, you can't write stories like this.
Maria,
this is terrible.
The
reporter's job is not to make the Philadelphia Eagles feel better.
You're right.
That's correct.
It was tongue-in-cheek, but damn it, Rhea, why now? We are. They rode in the cart together yesterday. Why do you need to drop this now? I know what he did. I mean, and it's genius.
Yeah,
it's genius.
Of course
he dropped
it is.
It right before.
You're not dropping it in July when no one's around.
Right. But it would have been better if he did because now.
Better for the Eagles.
Yes, you're right.
Not better for ESPN's clicks.
That's yesterday. I'm not going to lie. I straddled the fence. I was the former
you
player.
You are not allowed to do that anymore.
But you know, sometimes, because I was feeling so good about they rode in the cart together, though.
Here's how I'll make you feel better about it.
Okay.
Because I think that article showed very poorly on Jalen last season.
It did.
But I think the way he's conducted himself
he's
in training
great.
Camp has been terrific.
I feel better about him after the article. It's out in the open now. We can move forward. We got Kellen Moore
you
as
he
a little,
doesn't respect
little buffer.
The head
we're
coach.
Good.
You know what I like about the Jalen when he retorted? He's like, where you get that story from?
Yeah. I know, it's great.
I love that.
Well, I love that Tim McManus was like, yeah, I did it. It was me.
Yes.
Like, that
was
good.
That
yeah.
was pretty gangster because he was front and center.
He's like,
he
yeah,
got to the bottom
he's like, look
it.
Right here,
yeah,
buddy.
It's
it was
right
me.
Here. I did that.
I love that.
But to, if it's, it makes me feel better. Tim did apologize last night on Twitter. He said, my bad.
He
told me
my
bad. He
was clearly joking.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, no, look, I think it's good. We know where there's no more questions. We can just move forward.
Wink is the guy. You can't tell him nothing though. Like Wink is like the girlfriend that you tell secrets to.
And she blabs to her whole family.
What do you make of that? Because Richie and I like the idea that he's trying to get more information. Rhea thought it was absolutely out of bounds for him to be calling Wink Martindale.
It was. That's one of those unwritten rules as a grown man where you say, like, if you call.
He's no longer working for the Giants.
Yeah, though. But when he called, he was.
No, he'd been fired.
My understanding is he was out of work.
He was out. He was an unemployed person.
Okay.
When, was he really fired at that point?
I don't think so.
It says it in the article. It literally says in the article.
Okay. I read it. I thought it was during the season before the playoff.
So it says, with the playoffs approaching and the hunt for improvement unending, Hurts made an unusual move. He called former Giants defensive coordinator Wink Martindale, who had parted ways with the New York following week 18. So it was after he parted ways.
Okay. Still, though, Wink, you ain't.
So you like it. You like it.
I mean, this is where I straddle the fence a little bit. As a former player, I don't like the fact that Wink, in confidence, told the story
after the fact.
But
I got
as
it.
An analyst, as a WIP
it's
host,
gold.
It's radio gold.
Jalen seeking to expand his own knowledge base and reaching out? Like I like that.
I like the fact that he did it, but I feel like. We're in a space now, Rich, where you have to when you reach out to people that are like the kids say the ops, you gotta let them know, man, this can't go any farther than this. You gotta just say it. That's true, man.
Hey, the optics do matter a little bit, right?
You can't say.
Well, yeah, he's saying the ops is what the kids call the opposites.
The opposites.
Oh, well, here we have the opposite versus the optics.
No, it's the ops. When somebody say you the ops.
You op.
You wanted the ops.
Maybe I should just say
my
ops.
Opponent, opposite, whatever you want to say.
I should use ops instead of opposite.
Sure, you probably should.
Since you guys say it wrong.
Yeah, well, you ops. Get very sensitive about when we say you
but
say
you know,
we're trying.
I don't. Rhea didn't call me and cuss me out yesterday. Usually I would get cussed out for stuff like that.
Sure, I was in the car. I had two other people in the car. And I was actually asking my son about something else. I said, what do you think those two were talking about? People who were following us in another car? And he did a whole breakdown of you and Joe Giglio. And so I realized that he didn't realize what I was talking about, so I let him continue. It was actually very funny.
That's good
stuff.
I
was not talking about that at all, but I enjoyed it.
Well, I'm happy that with Richie Gate, we got to the bottom of absolutely nothing.
Fun time.
Yeah, yeah, but we enjoyed that. You enjoyed hanging out.
Yeah,
good.
Always enjoy hanging out.
You sure you don't regret coming in now? Sure you're right.
Rhea, it's good.
A little bit more from Rhea.
No, listen, Rhea is gold. It's like usually like Rhea knows the story. Like it's a couple times where Rhea has called me and the phone calls haven't been pleasant.
Yeah.
Hey, we've all been there.
We've all been there.
But they're all done with love.
Yeah. Try texting with Rhea during a Phillies game. You get some bangers sometimes then, you know? Yeah, exactly. So
I wanted to say, Hugh, in just to wrap this up, after having chopped you for the last like 20 years, I thought you were very easy to chop based on that one play. I now realize that I had a lot of help, that Barry helped, that we did double team you, and I regret that.
Double team sounds crazy.
Look at you. Oh, yeah.
It was more merited than I realized.
Phrasing on that one.
Time.
Yes. Yeah, yes. I'm happy that we've gotten to this.
We did
Kumbaya
post and chop you.
Point here. If you guys want, we could recreate it in the hallway.
No, we're too old.
No, okay. All right, well, good. Richie Gate has been solved. We didn't get to life advice without the hammer. Normally, when we do that, it's brought to you by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, warehouse efficiency, assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. Hugh, thanks for taking some time.
I will say also, Hugh, I was very glad that my assignment on that play was to chop you because it would have been impossible for me to block you up high. Like I knew where my limitations existed, and had I tried to block Hugh normally, he would have gone right around me.
Y'all came to town and beat the brakes off of us, though.
They
physically beat us.
Yeah, they dominated.
Yeah, they dominated. Yeah.
It was a good game
plan.
That
was a really good game.
Good times, guys.
Yep.
Good times. Richie Gate, we got to the bottom of nothing, but it was a good time by all. All right, 215-592-9494. One more segment for us. Then... He will be right back in the studio with Joe Giglio getting you set throughout the day for that show that will not be named at the end of the day, right? All right, 215-592-9494. We'll come back. We'll talk more Eagles and Phillies. Time's yours, and we'll get you set for the rest of the day. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
The best place to bet the games this summer is FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to sign up. Then you can bet on all your favorite international teams and all your favorite sports. In basketball, our big guy's proving the game's not too fast for him. He led our team to another blowout victory. The team's got a real challenge today. FanDuel has it all. I love track and field. Beach volleyball is always exciting, so don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to sign up and start betting the games today. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Make
well done there, Joe Wachter, a potential winning answer, Bob O'Reilly.
You know this isn't named.
Teenage Wasteland. Oh, thank you. Thank you for
they don't know if anybody knows that.
Yes, no. I knew only because Joe DeCamera told me 545 times. So that's
but
the only reason I know.
Teenage Wasteland.
I know. Can you believe it?
It's so weird.
Wow. Oh,
so strange.
Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Chevrolet's quality certified pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. John Ritchie, our question today is, do you think the Phillies have emerged from their struggles and are back to playing winning baseball? I know you and I are there. Rhea is a little less there, but on the way to being there.
I certainly feel better. After
certainly feel better, but how do you think the voting results came out? Yes, no. How do you think the voting results came out?
It feels like a 74 banger on this one.
So it's a little lower than I would have expected to. You're close. You're on the right track. 59% say yes.
You have little faith. I mean, it really does feel like that's coming
A little low.
Man,
but it was a long term. That was a long. Yeah, that was
again,
a long slump.
Exactly. They've won two of three, and we're you know we got to rein it in.
Okay, you're right. And they were helped immensely by a call last night.
Big
so
time.
Maybe people think
big
it's a little fluky.
Big time. Yeah. So we'll see though. I certainly feel much much better. 215-592-9494. Time's yours coming up in about 10 minutes. Your calls till then. Let's go to Phoenixville and talk to Ed. Eddie.
Morning team. How's everyone doing?
Doing great, Ed.
So I thought it was a very informative article. I don't say old news, but one thing I kind of thought about, and just kind of knowing Jalen's history, I kind of wanted to be like a fly on the wall in that locker room in the 2017 national championship game when like Dable, I don't know if it was Dable or Saban who benched him, but like, what did Hurts feel about Dable after he got benched? You know, I just, wondering if he had similar feelings to Sirianni, but we'll never know that. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was informative, and I just think it makes it that much more important that they kind of try to clean the slate and move forward, because that kind of bad juju can't happen again.
Yeah, well, obviously. I mean, and that's the thing that makes me feel better about them. Is that they have the same goal. Like, they are aligned in the same direction. They both want to win. They both want to win the Super Bowl. They both want to get their careers back on track. So, like, if nothing else, the, you know, working towards the same thing should hopefully, you know, point them in a better direction, you know, hopefully.
Yeah, and one thing real quick on the Phillies. I was listening to Howard's kind of, and I'm, you know, not going to go into Schwarber being leadoff hitter or not, but as poorly as the Phillies played in July was Schwarber's best offensive month, you know, full month season to date. His OPS was over 900, on base percentage over 400. Like, he wasn't the problem in July. There's other stuff going on. So, and he's just blistering hot now. So hopefully they can continue that momentum. But yeah, I don't think I've ever seen his batting average above 260, but you know what he does at that. I just want to see them and I don't think there's a solution here, but have like a higher on base guy hit ninth, so when he comes around in the second or third time that there's somebody to, for him to knock in. But
well, that's the funniest part about the leadoff thing is how upset people get about it, and he's leading off once a game. You know, people go crazy about it. But it's a good point, Ed. Ed, you got an answer for us?
That one yesterday, but I still want to give an answer just for fun. How about elderly woman behind a counter in a
So good thing you told us you won because that could win.
That
is a banger of an answer. What a great song. That might be my favorite Pearl Jam song. It's in the running.
That's a great one. Versus. That was my second year of college. Yeah. Breakfast
That's right.
table in another world's empty room.
Young girl, violence, and her own attention. Great song. 215-592-9494. Let's keep rolling. Talk to Justin in Reading. Yeah, it's great. What an all-timer.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Justin?
I need
to see if I can play that one.
You should.
I think I could pretty easy.
Tries to make her proud. The shades go down. Go ahead, Justin. Sorry.
Yeah, so that's all good. Hey, I'm not surprised about the report that Jalen doesn't respect Nick. I believe a coach having a high football IQ matters to Jalen.
Yes.
His dad was his coach and groomed him. And, Nick Saban, Lincoln Riley, I think all these guys were influential in some way. Nick is on the opposite end of
But Jalen, I get your point, but at the same time, like, the coach that Jalen had the most success with playing was with Nick Sirianni. I mean, he almost won the MVP of the NFL and almost won the Super Bowl with Nick Sirianni as head coach.
Yeah, I was going to just add to that. Even though the Eagles win with Nick, I think there's something you can argue that talent and overcome or hide a coach's mistakes or, you know.
Yes,
or,
that's my worry.
And I just want to also add Brian Johnson, too, being fired, for running Nick's offense and Nick's offense failing did not help either. You want to talk about respect. Respect is not letting someone take the ball for your poor
coaching.
Well, absolutely. Talking about accountability. His whole life is talking football. I would expect that.
How do we know his dad's a great X's and O's guy?
I don't know, but I know that he's a
coach.
You'd expect he'd be talking football his whole life.
So Nick Sirianni's family are high school coaches. He comes from a family of coaches.
Okay, you'd expect that he values talking about football, and he values football knowledge and acumen. We know that Nick has been removed from his football-related jobs.
No, there's still everything else is still football-related. He's that coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Everything he's doing is football-related. He's not X's and O's-ing it. Like, he is still doing football things. What do you think? He's just walking around the building, like, not paying attention to football? Like, it's still football.
Well, yeah, we're told that he's paying less attention to the offense because he messed that up. And he told us he messed that up. Like, that's
the
part
guy
of the
almost
problem
won the
here.
Super Bowl. This is incredibly
You can't
unfair.
Say the guy almost won
he
the
did.
Super Bowl. This team
yeah.
almost won
and
the
he was
Super
the head
Bowl.
Coach of it.
And part of the problem in that Super Bowl was we were outcoached.
Sure. You know what else? Jalen dropped the ball. Like, and I don't blame Jalen. I think Jalen played one of the great games we've seen in a losing effort like that. But, like, it goes
Listen,
around.
I think
it's
we
not,
can
you know,
all agree it was Jonathan Gannon's fault.
Yeah, there you go. See, beautiful thing. All right, Justin, you got an answer for us, a title?
Yeah, how about the sound of silence?
Sound of silence. That's a really interesting answer. It is kind of a weird title.
It is a great song, by the way.
Well, of course, yeah.
I mean, but and Only Murders in the Building, they used it in one of the shows where everybody was kind of singing a part. It was just tremendous.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, one of the most beautiful songs ever written, potentially.
It's not a strange title.
It's a little strange. It's a nice title, but, like, the sound
Got
of silence is weird.
Some consonants in there.
All right, we're going to take a quick correction here for Jason. What up, Jason?
Hey, love you guys, but you're singing the lyrics to Daughter.
That's what I thought. That's why I almost stopped. That's why I was singing.
Oh.
I was like, I think that's Daughter. Jason,
I have the real song if you want to hear that.
So hold on. Let me think for one second before you put it on. Good call, Jason. We appreciate the correction. Hold on. I got to plug. Now I've got Daughter in my head.
Wow, I can't remember.
All right, just put it on. We'll sing with it.
I seem to recognize your face.
There we go.
Yeah.
Haunting familiar years. You can't seem to place it. Can I find candle of thought to light your name.
Great, we know it.
Five times a catch.
I will no longer trust the two of you ever when it comes to music.
Yeah, well, words were right at least. That's what matters. Yeah, I thought it. I was singing. I'm like, I think this is Daughter, but you were so confident. I was like, let's roll with it. There you go. That is Elderly.
I think I can play that. I think if I could grab a guitar, I could play it right
now.
Someone
get Richie a guitar. Let's go to Greg in Atlanta. What up, Greggy?
Guys, how you doing? I'll be real quick. And great show as always. But
take your time, Greg. You're good, buddy.
After hearing Howard, like, my head hurt. Some of the things he said is, you know, after the 10-1 start, did he realize who they beat to get there? I mean, he was on the sidelines, but
we were frustrated. We knew it wasn't quite right at 10-1, and now we know a lot more that, man, it's amazing that they were able to navigate to 10-1, considering everything they had going on, despite the poor competition.
This article didn't make me feel any better. I know driving around on a golf cart or some of the comments or a joke here and there, you know, makes us feel better. But if we put this story in Dallas with McCarthy and Dak Prescott, we'd be all over it. Like, we'd be happy.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, no doubt.
No doubt. No doubt.
But here's the thing, John. Remember, this is looking just like Wentz and Doug. Because, you know, Wentz was trying to play hero ball after the Super Bowl to prove that he could have won the Super Bowl. And then Doug had to replace his staff. He lost his offensive coordinators. And then things didn't go well because Doug had his own guys in there. And then all of a sudden they go in and they say, Doug, you know, get rid of your offensive coordinators. And he said no, and he left. And then we found out that Carson was as big a problem as Doug, if not more. Now, John, I'm feeling the same emotions from you that I did with the Doug Carson thing, because every instance you're putting it all on the coaching staff when it's going down the same path. Jalen lost the Super Bowl and he wants to make amends for it, and he's singularly focused. And last year they played hero ball and the same thing happened. So we don't know completely if it was totally Nick's offense that screwed everything up, or if it was Jalen going off script. And I think a lot of it is to be seen, because we haven't seen him play. We haven't seen him under the pressure of a bad play, a bad call, a bad whatever. And that's what worries me.
No, I think that
we saw him under that pressure all last season.
No, he's saying moving forward now. And look, that's the whole point. And that's what Richie's been saying, is that he's concerned about when things do go bad, that could, you know, this could come back up and come back up from the surface. And, of course, that's a worry. But we've also seen that these two guys can succeed at the highest level together. So you got to hope that with the humbling, I feel like they've been humbled. The way both of them acted, the way both of them talked, I do think that they were humbled by how it all finished last year. And you got to hope that they've been humbled enough to be able to move forward together. Greg, you got an answer for us for a title?
Spaghetti Incident by Guns N' Roses.
That's a really good answer. Ooh, yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, that's a very, very good answer.
I don't think I know. Like, is that?
I don't know the song that well.
No,
I've heard of it.
Never. But, I never really got to know that. No, I was expecting it. I was excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Never really happened.
Yeah, it's an okay one. The guitar, Rhea got a guitar. I'm guessing that one doesn't work.
It's got a few strings on it.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's the only
missing
guitar
strings
I knew about.
Yeah,
from the
not
station.
Your fault. We appreciate you trying, Rhea.
I got shin splints running to the other side of the building and back. So I just
valiant effort. You were quick. Knowing where that guitar comes from, I'm shocked you got that. That was good work by you. We'll work on it. Maybe we'll have a guitar tomorrow or something. Figure this out, because it's a beautiful song.
Well, bring your guitar in with you.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got one at home.
I would like to hear you play that. That would be pretty cool. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time. You're ready to hit that button, huh? I like it, Joe. That was good stuff. Times here is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Times here.
You dropped 3 swear bombs on me, baby. You dropped 3 swear bombs on me. Way to win a series, fightin'. Keep it going. Keep it going. Time's yours.
Said this before, that is our go-to post-game caller, that guy. He's always ready with a post-game call, and I appreciate that. Have you noticed that? That guy, always our like go-to, he's always got something to say after a
win or loss. No, I did not piece it together in that way. I tell you what, four games, it really does feel like we're about to find out if the team can get where it needs to go. Like, a great measuring stick right out this second half gate, so to speak.
Good morning, this is Dr. Holliday, Joe DeCamera's proctologist. Joe has this show listed as his next of kin. I'm calling to inform you that Joe is currently in my care in serious but stable condition. Apparently,
oh my gosh,
he had a bidet installed in his bathtub, now suffering from severe hydraulic trauma to the nether region. With the proper medical and psychiatric care, he should see a full recovery.
Phenomenal work there. And
so this makes
very
sense.
Believable. Yeah, that's probably the most believable answer we've gotten. Joe's in the hospital because of a proctology-related issue.
Yeah. Oh, bidet overuse, yes. Perhaps.
Yes. Yeah, you got to rein that in. He's a bidet junkie.
You're right.
You know, rein it in there.
It's just taking control of his life.
Yeah, it's not good.
Hey, how you guys doing? This is Joey Tiny Toes, AirTag, and I wanted to let you know I'm currently at the corner of Nobody Cares and Who Gives a Crap.
Yo, really good job there. Even the voice, the accent, the whole thing, that just, it totally worked.
Hey, John, this is for you. It's Schwargus. Go Phillies. John, love you. I'm glad Joe's not there so he can't make fun of you. Love you, John.
All right, so she went Schwargist instead of Schwagist. How do we feel about that going around the room?
Schwargist.
So she's taking the Schwar part, because we do a Schwar bomb, so to speak,
you're
you know?
Right.
So she
what
went
were you calling it, John?
We went Schwagist.
Schwagist.
So August with the schwa on the front, the sh. Schwa.
I like Schwagist.
I think
it's better you have the August in it more so than you're just kind of Schwargist.
Yeah, I think Schwargist sounds a little off. I think it's Schwagist.
I think it's Schwagist also.
Yeah.
Schwargist
sounds like a sausage
like
or something.
Smorgasbord.
Yeah. Yes.
Too much.
Yes.
Too close to a different
word. But we appreciate the support of John's.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm in on Schwagist. This is the best one yet. And with that, we should have done it.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Giving me a gavel was just a mistake.
I noticed that.
I can't,
sorry
I
about
can't
that.
Control
who did
myself.
That?
Yeah, whacked her. It was.
Yeah, it was my. It's.
I'm using. I'm like. I'm using it like a baseball bat. I'm like, you know, just taking
swings. Strike three.
Swing.
You're out.
Hey, I. That's
why
fair.
Is there a gavel? I mean, like,
that was supposed to be for Richie Gate, which was supposed to be a, you know, courtroom
type of thing,
but just devolved into you and Hugh reminiscing.
Yeah,
so.
No, I understand that. But why was there a gavel previously?
Oh,
for the debate.
Yeah, the debate day.
We have an assortment of a lot of different.
I had to rein the camera in, you know.
Do we have a bullhorn, Joe?
It was the day where Elliot Shore Parks eviscerated and embarrassed Joe DeCamera. So, you know, that's what that's from.
I remember.
Yes, good day. All right. Let's pick a winner. Ask him for the best, you know, show, movie, TV, book, whatever, with a strange or weird title. Here, I think, are our best answers that we got today. Just the creme de la creme. I think Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is a great answer, a very good movie. I think Bob O'Reilly is a great answer, as Joe points out all the time.
But it's not quite as weird.
It's pretty weird.
As some of the other
titles. Where the hell does Bob O'Reilly come from? It makes no sense. Like,
right.
they don't say the name.
It's not as weird as the other ones.
I don't know.
It might be a better song.
I think it is just as weird. It's just a weird name. It has nothing to do with anything. I don't know. I think that one's pretty weird. A nod is as good as a wink to a blind horse. That is a good point. I think those were our
top. That's a crazy
ones for
title,
today.
Right?
That
there.
Is a crazy insight. I just don't know how good.
I don't know.
Yeah, how good. I do like the faces. It's Rod Stewart from The Faces. I do like the the faces. Mm-hmm. Now, we got to teach Justin D'Orazio, the person who wrote this list or kept the list, that is Rod Stewart, not Rob Stewart. Ooh, tough one.
Terrible.
The moms are never going to forgive him for that one.
Oof.
The moms love Rod Stewart.
Yes,
I know
they
that.
Do.
My mom loves Rod Stewart.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Rod Stewart with the mom.
I don't think my mom does.
Really?
I'm actually my wife positive. Yeah.
That's
my
what
mom
I mean.
Does.
I think there's like a section of you know, 20 years or so of women who are just
bad boy, and he could
Rod
sing.
Rod Stewart
wasn't yes. the love.
Yeah, and the faces were great. I love the faces. You know,
I just can't imagine my mom being into Rob Stewart. Rod Stewart.
Rob Stewart. All right. So, what do you think? I think Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind probably the best answer.
Probably
across the board, do we agree?
It's the best
combination
of
it. It's a good movie, a weird name, the whole thing.
Movie.
All right. Congratulations to Mike. Mike, you are our winner for today. Richie, good times today. Rhea, great stuff. Joe Wachter behind the glass. Justin D'Orazio, great job. Minus the Rob Stewart thing. Other than that, a fantastic job by Justin D'Orazio behind the scenes. And, of course, thank you to everyone who called in and listened. Couldn't do the show without you. And we did the final Twitter. Yep, we did it. Sorry, that was Joe after getting there. We're good there. Again, thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, one more day this week. Keep it here. Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas, coming up next. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.